Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Vapay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 17, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Q2 launches Q2 Engage. Q2 has announced the launch of Q2 Engage, a comprehensive portfolio of digital solutions, in order to make customer banking more personal and secure. Belvo launches its new employment data aggregation solution. Open finance company Belvo has announced the launch of its new employment data aggregation solution for customers and partners in Colombia. Dwolla and Visa augment A2A payments with open banking. US-based payments platform Dwolla has partnered with Visa to bring advanced account verification capabilities to the Dwolla's A2A solution. Numera launches finance assistant Mary. Irish AI startup Numera has announced the launch of its finance assistant Mary, with €1.5 million backing to optimize finance operations and services. Tat and Alipay launch digital travel innovations. The Tourism Authority of Thailand, TAT, has expanded the partnership with Alipay Plus with new developments aimed at enhancing the travel experience in Thailand. Mint, S2M to improve financial services in the UAE. Payment solution provider Mint has announced its collaboration with S2M, aiming to advance its development strategy and launch additional solutions. PhonePay, Lanka Pay to advance UPI payments in Sri Lanka. India-based fintech company PhonePay, in collaboration with Lanka Pay, has announced its plans to enable UPI transactions for its users across Sri Lanka. PayArk partners with Amazon Web Services. US-based PayArk has announced its partnership with Amazon Web Services in order to develop a new payment artificial intelligence platform. Visa's developments. Innovating payment card technology. Visa has introduced new products and services aimed at transforming payment card technology and meeting the evolving needs of businesses, merchants, consumers, and financial institutions. BVNK integrates PayPal USD stablecoin into payments platform. BVNK, a UK-based payments infrastructure provider, has integrated the stablecoin PayPal USD, PYUSD, into its platform. Celerant expands integration with Sezzle for more BNPL solutions. Celerant Technology, a provider of retail software and e-commerce solutions, has announced expanded integration functionalities with Sezzle, a provider of BNPL solutions. Supreme Court upholds CFPB funding structure. The Supreme Court has upheld the funding structure of CFPB, rejecting a challenge that could have significantly impacted the agency's operations. Evervault launches modular payment security platform. Data security company Evervault has announced the launch of its modular payment security platform to provide increased control over the payment stacks of its users. Sparkle completes international VPN test. Italy-based Sparkle has announced the successful completion of a proof of concept, POC, on the Internet Protocol Secure, IPSEC, tunnel between Italy and Germany. Nuclei announces an integration with Peek. Netherlands-based on-chain smart data platform Nuclei has announced an integration with Layer 1 blockchain for DEPIN and machine RWA's Peek. TCF 2024 Day 2, ESG, AI, and the Market Outlook. Benjamin Ensor, Director of Research and Strategy at 11FS, moderated the first panel of the day to look at the market updates. He was joined by Kanika Hope, Chief Strategy Officer, Temenos, Dan Broden, Chief Technology Officer, EQ Bank, and Rob Kazers, Chief Digital and Information Officer, ASA International. A2A payments firm Aeropay raises $20 million. American open banking account-to-account payment fintech Aeropay has raised $20 million in a Series B funding round led by Group 11. Iberpay and Santander become first participants in EPC's October INST scheme. Spain's Iberpay and Santander have signed up as the first participants in the European Payment Council's new October INSTT scheme for faster international account-to-account payments. MasterCard picks new batch of crypto and blockchain StartPath firms. MasterCard has welcomed 5 new firms to its StartPath startup program specifically for firms in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. Audix Financial Technology and Paymentology partner for Card as a Service Solution. Paymentology, the leading next-gen global issuer processor, today announced a strategic partnership with Audix Financial Technology, Audix, a comprehensive digital banking technology solutions provider backed by Standard Chartered Ventures. This collaboration transforms the payments landscape in Southeast Asia and the Middle East and allows financial institutions, FIS, to seamlessly launch and manage their own branded card program in a matter of months. U.S. Supreme Court sides with CFPB funding. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an attempt to undercut the funding of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. WeFox warns shareholders of insolvency. Insurance unicorn WeFox has warned investors that it may soon face insolvency due to financial losses and regulatory charges. Australia passes Digital ID Bill. The Australian government has passed the Digital ID Bill 2024 and Digital ID, Transitional and Consequential Provisions, Bill 2024. Alpay promotes Mary Cotton to Deputy Managing Director. Alpay Limited is proud to announce the promotion of Mary Cotton to the position of Deputy Managing Director, effective immediately. This appointment reflects Mary's outstanding contributions to the company and underscores Alpay's commitment to recognizing and nurturing talent within its ranks. Over 600,000 OTP customer visit its carbon tracker. OTP customers are showing just how keen they are to measure their carbon footprint with over 600,000 visits to the bank's carbon tracker in its first 6 months. The opt-in feature is powered by the Green FinTech, Kogo's, carbon footprint methodology which is seamlessly integrated into the banking experience. Samana Developers appoints ComplyFin to implement AML, CFT compliance. In a proactive move to bolster transparency and security within its operations, Samana Developers, a leading real estate company, has appointed ComplyFin, a Dow Jones-affiliated solution provider which assists businesses in managing their regulatory compliance obligations, including on anti-money laundering, AML, and combating the financing of terrorism, CFT, compliance measures. Fidelity International's Luke Frohlich joins Synax as Chief Commercial Officer. Synax Technologies, a pioneering decentralized credit intelligence platform, has announced the appointment of Luke Frohlich as its Chief Commercial Officer. The ex-global head of digital asset solutions at Fidelity International will lead Synax's global commercial strategy and operations. SYKON Capital partners with My First Nest Egg for financial literacy programs. SYKON Capital, a leading wealth and investment management firm, is proud to announce its partnership with My First Nest Egg, a renowned provider of financial education curriculum. This collaboration aims to bring comprehensive financial literacy programs to our local communities, helping empower individuals to make informed financial decisions and help secure their futures. Layer secures $2.3 million United States dollars in pre-seed investment. Embedded Accounting for SMEs provider Layer has announced that it received $2.3 million United States dollars in pre-seed investment from Better Tomorrow Ventures. Confida partners with Illimity. Italy-based Confida has announced its partnership with Illimity in order to launch Payee, a new capillary proximity network for PA payments via vending machines. Paydo expands currency range for SWIFT transactions. UK-based EMI Paydo has improved its SWIFT service with 11 new currencies, boosting global market engagement and financial inclusivity for its clients. Australia government allocates funds for anti-money laundering reforms. The Australian government has revealed its plans to allocate $166.4 million Australian dollars towards implementing reforms for the country's AML, CTF regime. DTCC completes blockchain pilot with Chainlink. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, has completed a pilot project with blockchain Oracle Chainlink and US-based financial institutions. PhonePe partners Lanka Pay on UPI payment acceptance in Sri Lanka. PhonePe today announced that it has enabled UPI payment acceptance in collaboration with Lanka Pay across Lanka QR merchant points at a grand event held in Colombo. Dwolla partners Visa for a two-way account verification. Leading US-based account-to-account, a two-way payment solution provider, Dwolla and Visa today announced its strategic collaboration to bring advanced account verification capabilities to Dwolla's A2A solution. Bubba buys regulatory intelligence business from Thomson Reuters. Cube, a global leader in automated regulatory intelligence, RE, and regulatory change management, RCM, announces today its acquisition of the Thomson Reuters regulatory intelligence and Odin products and businesses. Erste Bank Hungary launches an app flight delay insurance. Erste Bank Hungary, part of Erste Group, one of the largest financial services providers in Central and Eastern Europe, has launched Erste Flight Delay Insurance to its banking customers in their George app. Chiba Bank picks MoneyThor for personalized banking. MoneyThor, the leading provider of real-time, personalized engagement and loyalty solutions for banks and fintech firms, has announced that it has been selected by Chiba Bank, one of the leading regional banks in Japan, to bring real-time personalized experiences to its customers and enhance customer engagement. HSBC taps Ember to give small business customers financial insights. HSBC UK has partnered with accounting software fintech Ember to create an innovative insights tool designed for small businesses. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.